For KERA News, I'm Kat Chow. For the past year and a half, the Allen High School Eagles were known as the Road Warriors. In February 2014, large cracks were found in the concrete of the new $60 million stadium, one of the most expensive in the country. So for a season, the Eagles football team hit the road. Now the stadium has had $10 million worth of repairs, and for my first story at KERA, I savored the Friday night lights. This town is tired of waiting for its team of state champions to come home. Roll into the parking lot of Eagles Stadium, and there's a good chance these will be the first people you'll see.
Balding Eagle Booster Club is what we call ourselves.
That's James Adams. He and the five other guys in the club are in their 40s and 50s. Despite the name, not everyone in this group is balding. They're all from Allen, with kids in or out of the school system. And they've always been loyal to the program, even when their baby had cracks in its structure.
Oh, just like everybody else, we were all upset. We all voted on this. This was our pride and joy. You know, it was automatically, it put a target on Allen.
That's Nolan Schrader. His daughter was an Allen cheerleader, his son a varsity basketball player. And any similarities to a certain TV hit drama are coincidental.
Who's Buddy Gary? Which one of us is, or is there anyone?
It ain't me.
The joke is that Schrader is to Allen what Buddy Garrity was to fictional Dylan, Texas in Friday Night Lights. Buddy's the booster club president who will do anything for his school. Fun fact, the actor who plays Buddy Garrity, Brad Leland, actually lives in Allen. Nolan Schrader is just as dedicated.
We're proud. We'll spend the money and we'll do to make this town proud of our kids. And we'll do anything we can for our kids. So.
And those kids will do almost anything for their team.
We're seniors. Seniors 2016.
Tasha Weathersby and Serena MacArthur are waiting in line to pick up their tickets. They're decked out in face paint and shirts they bought earlier today that say Straight Outta Allen. The girls say last year they felt obligated to go to all those road games. Some other schools were making jokes about the infamous expensive stadium with big cracks in its concrete.
But it's okay, because we still won every
the
single game.
Crack House did win the championship, ladies and gentlemen.
You guys were called the Crack House?
Yeah.
Yes, because there was a crack. There are cracks in our structure.
That's all right.
So now the house is open for business.
And when they say open for business, they mean it. Right before kickoff, a trio of skydivers lands in the stadium, falling hundreds of feet as Born in the USA blasts on the stadium speakers. Yes, skydivers, at a high school football game. This sort of epicness sets the tone for the night. During halftime, Allen's marching band of nearly 800 students devours the field. They'll be heading to the Rose Parade this year. On the field, the Eagles scored touchdown after touchdown against the Guyer Wildcats. The final score? 48-16. Their fans, like Nolan Schrader and the Balding Eagles, are stoked.
We're glad it's football season. Back home. We're back home. We were the Road Warriors last year. 16 straight games, all the way to state championship on the road. Undefeated.
Woo!
Welcome to Texas.
Welcome to Texas, indeed. For KERA News, I'm Kat Chow.